Well, Thursday is Friday because the Saints play on Saturday. Welcome to the Afternoon Wrap, sponsored by Acme Oyster House. Well, Thursday is Friday, yes, indeed, according to the Saints schedule, because they play on Saturday. That means everything presses up one day. So what actually would have happened on a Friday practice happened today on Thursday. What will happen on Friday would be what would happen on a Saturday, which is generally a walkthrough, and Saturday game day at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Saints know exactly what they have to go up against with that Tampa Bay offense, specifically tight end Cameron Brate and wide receiver Mike Evans.
Sure enough, you know, here he is against San Diego. Here he is. You see him making plays, and there's a confidence level the quarterback has with him. And, it's something to his hard work. Obviously, anytime, you know, a player's been in your building, then having success somewhere else, you're like, all right, let me see the reports, because you're trying to prevent that from happening as best you can. But to his credit, he had started there to begin with. But he's, become a pretty big staple in what they do. If you looked at the targets on third downs, it's, you know, Evans, then all of a sudden it's the tight end. If you look at the red zone, and so those are things that are coming, you know, this late in the season, those aren't just trends, those are, you know, stats. And I think that one thing you see is him high pointing balls. He's very good, you know, catching it with his thumbs together like you're supposed to and away from his body, and he's having a good year.
Now, on Saturday, it will be 13 days ago that the Buccaneers defeated the Saints 16-11 in Tampa, Florida at Raymond James Stadium. One of the things that the Bucs did successfully was defensively they shut down the Saints, and especially in the run game, only 16 carries for 46 yards for New Orleans. They know exactly that they're going to have to be a lot better in the run game, Zach Strief said.
We beat this drum a lot, but we were able to run the ball effectively and stay balanced and stay ahead of the chains and into good situations, and it's going to open up big plays for us. And so I think, you know, it's a reminder of, you know, when are we at our best? What do we have to do? And that's a challenge for us up front to be efficient early in downs to put us in that situation where we can still call those things and to not, you know, have stupid penalties that push us behind the chains, that take us out of that. It'll go a long way for us.
And more about that Tampa Bay defense. They limited the Saints to 4 of 13 on third down, which is a percentage that is far below what the Saints are accustomed to. They're right at 49.5% conversion rate on third down for the season. That's tops in the NFL. They'll have to be better in that area too. But in order to do so, that Tampa Bay defense, and especially that defensive line, is a strong one.
We had an idea to go in there and be able to run the ball, and against, you know, a defense that that has been very good against the run, and we limited third and longs, and we were able to kind of manage that and have decent production on third down. And that kind of in the first Tampa game was a problem for us, is being an unreasonable third downs and just kind of being able to help yourself and not have these ridiculous third downs is I think really what helped us in that game. So.
Well, that's it for today's edition of the Afternoon Wrap. We will see you again here on NewOrleansSaints.com on Saturday from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. But in the interim, check out the website. Today's latest injury report will be on the website, so you'll know exactly who's in and who's out for Saturday's game. Go Saints, and we'll see you at the Superdome.